The following commentary is for educational purposes only. Always consult the appropriate tax, legal, or financial professionals before acting on any information heard in this program.
Welcome to the IRA Brothers Podcast. I'm Nick Edwards.
And I'm Nathan Edwards.
And this is episode number 4. And this week, we're going to put a nice little bow on what we have covered in the first 3 episodes, which was, first, the traditional IRA, second, the Roth IRA, and then last week, we covered the required minimum distributions, or the RMD, which would apply specifically to the traditional IRA. So as we wrap up the IRAs collectively, let's address the question of which of the two, if I had the option of funding both of them, in other words, I'm underneath the phase-out limits and both options are available to me, which one should I fund in a given year? So Nate, what are some of the primary considerations in trying to determine which of those two accounts should be the one that's funded in a given year?
Let me first say that what is to follow should not be considered specific financial advice. Unlike many financial personalities on the television radio, we are regulated and licensed financial advisors, and so we have to take into account all of an individual's circumstances before we can provide that advice. So this is a general conversation that we're having about this. That being said, we need to think about taxation, right? That's the number one thing. So if you're reading a book and you're trying to determine Roth IRA, traditional IRA, for most people it comes down to taxation. If my tax bracket is high now, most people say, I'm going to put my dollars into a traditional IRA because we can deduct those taxes. And if we believe that our taxes are going to be higher on the back end, we might say Roth IRA, because it would make more sense to pay our lower taxes today and then pay less in tax on the back end when the distributions come out.
So what Nate's talking about is, as we mentioned during the traditional IRA program, when you fund the traditional IRA, assuming you meet the deductibility eligibility requirements, you actually get a tax break for that year for the dollars you put into that traditional IRA. In that case, it would behoove you, if you are currently in a high tax bracket, to try to reduce some of that taxable income by funding the traditional IRA, particularly if you felt that you were going to be in a lower tax bracket once you got into retirement and started that distribution phase. On the other hand, if you feel like you might be in a higher tax bracket when you get to retirement, it might be more advantageous to fund the Roth IRA this year while you are in the lower tax bracket and go ahead and pay those taxes now. That's what Nate's talking about.
Here's an interesting consideration. All things being equal, if the tax rate is the same on the front end, the same on the back end, if the investment earns the same amount of interest for the same number of years, contributing to a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA ends in the exact same taxable result.
That's correct.
So, all things being equal, it doesn't matter. Very rarely does that occur.
That's right.
So let's try to parse this out. One, if you can contribute to a traditional IRA and you do have a plan available to you at your work, then your tax bracket is probably not terribly high to begin with.
And this is kind of the interesting paradox about this idea of go ahead and take the tax break now, funding that traditional IRA. Like Nate said, for most people, if they're earning a whole bunch of money, and if they have that plan at work, there's a pretty good chance that if they're in a high tax bracket, they've already crossed the phase-out limits and they can't make the deductible contribution to the traditional IRA. Where this really comes into play is folks that may be self-employed or contract labor and don't have that plan at work, in which case there is no phase-out limit and they can always make the deductible contribution to the traditional IRA. In that case, they want to take a harder look at that option.
So there's one thing that we want to consider. Humans, in general, have a hard time with delayed gratification. All the time, we hear people come to us scrambling because they want to reduce their tax burden in a given year, and so they want to know, what can I contribute to and deduct this from my earned income? And they really have no concern for what might happen in the future. And this is not to criticize anyone or anything, it's just the way things are. But we, as retirement planners, have kind of a unique perspective. We get to fast forward multiple times a day to the back end of that. We're helping people take distributions from their retirement accounts. And so we get to see how it actually does impact them in the future. And even though it is sometimes nice to deduct those taxes on the front end, if it is possible to not deduct those taxes on the front end, still contribute to a tax-deferred or tax-free account, and then be able to benefit from it on the back end, we see that individuals who have more dollars saved inside of a Roth IRA are in a comparatively more advantageous situation at retirement.
So we'll get into some of the other contingencies that have nothing to do with taxes, but let me mention one other thing before I come back to that. Something that, incredibly, escaped our conversation during those first two shows about the traditional and the Roth IRA. And that is that you can actually fund either of those two accounts in the tax year after you're reporting those on your tax return. Here's what I mean by that. Let's say that you have a 401k and you get to the end of the year and your CPA says, oh my gosh, we need to try to put some more money away. You're paying too much in taxes and you have no other tax shelters. But the only way you can fund the 401k is through payroll deduction. It's the end of the year. You can't put any more money into that thing. Well, with a traditional IRA, you can actually fund that. Let's just say, for example, in 2018, you could actually get all the way up till April 15th of 2018 and still fund and take that deduction for a traditional IRA in 2017.
But it seems like that is more of a knee-jerk reaction on an ongoing basis. It's, oh, my tax situation, I want to pay less in taxes. Here's a way for me to save that. And folks, unfortunately, aren't thinking about the long-term implications of contributing those dollars.
So let me get back to Nate's original question, which is why often do we run into a situation where having money in a Roth IRA as opposed to a traditional IRA can be the more advantageous situation in retirement? Well, for one thing, it's nice to know that you will never have to pay the taxes on it, as we mentioned in the Roth IRA show. You'll never have to take the RMDs from it, as we mentioned in the Roth IRA show. But also, we don't know what those tax rates are going to wind up looking like in the future, and you will be at the mercy of whatever the federal government decides to set the ordinary income tax rates at when you get to retirement.
That's right. And so that is a consideration, is that while we're working, we still have the opportunity to earn more money. Right? So if we contribute and we're not able to take the tax deduction and we think, oh man, I need to work more to make up for the amount that I wasn't able to deduct for my taxes, we can work a little bit longer. But in retirement, if we realize that the tax consequences of the dollars that we're taking out are too high, well, we're retired. Maybe we have the opportunity of going back to work, but maybe we don't. And so there are several considerations to make when thinking about those contributions. It's not just what is best for me at this moment. We really have to play it out and think about how it works long term. This is not to say that the recommendation in all cases is to immediately contribute to a Roth IRA, because ideally, tax diversification is best. Diversification in all things, as far as finance is concerned, is usually the right way to go, and taxes fall into that category as well, because we really don't know what taxes are going to be in the future.
And of course, as we mentioned with the Roth IRA account, the RMDs don't apply, and you can pass it on to your beneficiaries, and they won't have to pay tax on the money, although once they inherit it, they do have to start taking required minimum distributions, but still, they don't have to pay the income tax on it.
Let's just say that the traditional IRA is friendly to the working person, and the Roth IRA is more friendly to the retired person.
That's correct.
You've got to play it out in your mind. Yes, it's nice to get the tax break on the front end, but we can't always just think about this moment, because the implications could be far larger on the back end. Again, that is not to say that the Roth is always the best choice, but the immediate benefit cannot be the only consideration.
So, in summary, obviously, if we knew exactly what our tax rates were going to look like in the future, we could determine exactly which account would be more advantageous to fund today. The reality is, we don't know what that's going to look like. So as Nate said before, diversification is a good idea. And let's just face the reality of the situation. What we are trying to do here, both as professional advisors and you as an investor, is you want to wind up in a better financial situation when you are retired than you are today. And if that's the case, and you've done a really good job of socking away a whole bunch of money, there's a pretty good chance that you're going to be much more concerned about the taxes coming out on the back end, which points again to the advantages of funding a Roth IRA today, where that's not as big of a consideration, because there will be no taxes on the back end with that Roth IRA.
Carpe diem tomorrow.
And so, again, we can't overstate this. We are not making a specific recommendation. Obviously, Nate and I tend to favor the Roth IRA. We've seen enough of this go around over the years that we like having that Roth IRA money in retirement. But at the end of the day, you need to make the consideration on your own now, and you need to weigh the potential consequences of changing tax brackets as you get older. Hopefully, with what you've heard today, it will be a little bit easier for you to make those determinations in your mind as you're deciding each year which of these two accounts, assuming you're eligible for both of them, you will fund in a given tax year.
And that wraps up our discussion of the traditional IRA and Roth IRA.